Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the very precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading this morning is found in Psalm 100, and it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now with a very thankful heart, O God. You said in your word to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. So, Lord, we come before you this morning to tell you thank you, Lord. Many times, O God, we're not as grateful as we should be, Lord, for the things that we already have. But, Lord, I want to say thank you this morning. You said in your word, in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, Lord, I thank you this morning. Everything is not perfect. Everything is not 100%. But, Lord, we're thankful this morning for the things that you've already done. Lord, you said that we should let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. So, Lord, today we are thankful for food and shelter, Lord, because so many people don't have it. We're thankful for clothing, O God. We're thankful for the job that you've blessed us with, O God, and the income that we have. Lord, we're thankful for saving our souls, O God, and forgiving us of our sins. Lord, we're thankful for your mercy, Lord, which endured forever. We're thankful, Lord, for health and for strength, O God. We're thankful for peace of mind, O God. For you said you'd keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, we're thankful for filling us with the Spirit, O God. We're thankful for your help. For you said in your word that you're a very present help in the time of trouble. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We're thankful, Lord, that things are not as bad as they could be. But we're thankful that things are as good as they are, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to be grateful, O God. Help us not to take things for granted, but help us to walk in the spirit of gratefulness, O God, in a spirit of thanksgiving today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because whatever you've done, you didn't have to do it, O God. I thank you because, Lord, there were times when we were going the wrong way and you forgave us again, O God. So we thank you today, Lord. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor because you're worthy, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just want to thank you today. We thank you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, for what you've done. We're thankful for the doors that you've opened, O God. We're thankful for the doors that you've closed, because you said in your word that you will open doors that no man can close, and you will close doors that no man can open. So we thank you, Lord, even for the closed doors, because there was purpose behind that, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us. Help us today, Lord. Help us not to take you for granted, O God. Help us not to take your gifts and your mercies for granted, O God. Help us not to take your blessings for granted, O God. But help us to say thank you. Help us to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So, Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful for your goodness, O God. We're thankful for your mercy, O God. We're thankful for your truth, O God, because you're an honest God. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. But you're an honest God. So we're thankful today, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've been so good. You've blessed us abundantly, Lord. We're thankful for the abundant life. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring us out a blessing we don't have room enough to receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you shower us with goodness and you shower us with mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we live in America, Lord, where we have so many opportunities. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you this morning. Thank you for our families, O God. Thank you for our church families, O God. We're thankful for our neighbors, O God. Bless our neighbors, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people that live nearby us, O God. Bless them and cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're thankful today. We're thankful today. We're thankful, O God. Lord, we're thankful on today. We're thankful, O Jesus. We're thankful for our jobs, O God. We ask you to bless our management, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, O God. You told us to pray for those in authority. So we ask you to bless them in a special way, in the name of Jesus. Bless the saints that are on the phone right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, O God. Bless them, O God, even the more, in the name of Jesus. Open doors even the more for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. O God, any discouragement, O God, I ask you to lift the discouragement. Turn it around, O God, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Bless them abundantly, O God, in the name of Jesus. For we are your people, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture. So we can't do anything without you, Lord. We can't get any blessings without you, Lord. So we ask you to bless your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless the body of Christ everywhere, Lord. All of the leaders in the body of Christ. Bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. We're thankful on today. We're thankful for how you're working things out for our good. We're thankful, O God, for how you keep us, O God, from falling. We're thankful, Lord, for our mind. We're thankful today, Jesus, for our health and our strength. Hallelujah. We're thankful on today, Lord, for everything you're doing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're so thankful today. We're thankful. There are things that we would like to have, oh God, but we want to make sure that we're thankful for the things that you've already done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, oh God, and your kindness. Thank you, Lord. I thank you on today. I thank you and I give you the glory. I thank you and I give you the praise. In the name of Jesus. For you are wonderful, Jesus. Your name is wonderful, so you're a wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning for your people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you glory, Lord. I give you honor and I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. For it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ I pray this morning. Thank God. Thank God and amen. Saints, remember as you go forward on today and even this week, remember to keep a spirit of thanksgiving in your heart. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. So remember to be thankful for the things that the Lord has already done. Remember he's able to do exceeding abundantly we can ask or think according to the Holy Ghost power that worketh in us. Remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church. Every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where all the men, we come together for Bible study and fellowship. Every first Wednesday of the month is our Women's Wednesday, where the ladies come together for fellowship, Bible study, and various activities. Every first Thursday of the month is our Refocus Ministry, which is our grief and bereavement ministry, where we come together and the Lord continues the healing process. Remember that I love you, but most of all, according to John 3:16, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember to tell somebody about what Jesus has done for you and what he can do for them. Be blessed. Be thankful. And have a wonderful day.